Proclamation number 6432 of 23rd of December, 1955. Redemption period with Jesus Christ. The hour of redemption draws near. No long time will pass before the end is drawn under a period which could bring redemption and also brings redemption to those who have joined the flock of Christ's fighters, who have followed his call and walked the same path as he walked on earth. For the people of this earthly period, a special light of grace had poured forth. For in this last earthly period God himself embodied himself in the man Jesus in order to redeem humanity. To make it possible for the whole of humanity to be able to behold the eternal light again, from which the spiritual world had once voluntarily turned away and therefore its fate was and would have remained a profound darkness without the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. This earth period was so significant because it ended a hopeless state which had already lasted for an infinitely long time. And the redemption of all spiritual beings which entered the stage of embodiment as human beings during this earth period would have been completely possible. And yet this unheard-of bestowal of grace was not utilized. And again only a few reached them on earth. To be able to end this life in the flesh with their souls fully matured in order to find acceptance in the kingdom of light. This would have been possible for all people, but because free will is decisive and this was not properly utilized, countless souls left this earth unredeemed. Although they all received knowledge of Jesus' act of salvation, of his crucifixion and his mission, yet they lacked faith, and even the knowledge of this greatest work of mercy ever accomplished on earth had no effect on people. And so a redemption period which could have brought the greatest success now comes to an end. And a new one begins again, so that all beings will be offered the opportunity again to make use of the blessings acquired through Jesus' death once more, for complete redemption can only take place with the help of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And you humans are now facing this turning point. You are facing the end of the old and the beginning of the new era of redemption, which therefore also signifies the end of this earth and the emergence of a new earth. There is still time for every single human being to turn to Jesus Christ with the request to help him. The knowledge of his work of redemption could still be used, even if faith in it is lacking. But anyone who can only believe in the existence of this human being can occupy himself with this human being in thought and have a mental dialogue with him, so that this human being will explain to him why he wanted to seal his ideas with a cross. And he will get the answer because the Divine Redeemer grasps everyone who only enters into contact with him. Intellectual knowledge alone is not of much use to him, but it can help to initiate a purely intellectual mental argument which can end more or less successfully. This earth period was blessed with God's personal earth walk. And much could have been achieved by people with good will, yet their will was not often directed upwards. Only a small flock ever followed him, and at the end of this period it will not be much bigger either. Therefore you can all expect the near end with certainty. You can indeed still enter the Divine Redeemer's following beforehand. You can join his small flock, for he will accept you until the last hour. But the end of this earth has irrevocably come. And therefore you are required to make great haste and use all your strength, You are urgently advised to appeal for strength so that you will all reach the aim before the lost day has come. That you will profess Jesus Christ before it is too late. Amen.